Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 22, The Seven Sankirtana Parties. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Ratha Yatra car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, or white wisps made of yak tails. On top of the Ratha Yatra car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of the Ratha Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and his elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, Jagannath had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed pastimes with her. Having thus taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, Jagannath then came out to ride on the Ratha car and perform pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, Jagannath's mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as Gaudas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was being pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved only by the will of Jagannath and not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Parati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. Lord Chaitanya also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivash Thakur. Altogether, there were four parties of Kirtan performers comprising 24 chanters, and in each party there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the 4 parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided the chanters after some consideration. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vakreshwara Pandit to dance in each of the 4 respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the 1st party, and he was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 devotees who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodara Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Datta, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govinda Ananda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in this 1st group. Lord Chaitanya then formed another group with Srivash Thakur as the chief man. The five singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Ganga Das, Hari Das, Sriman Shubhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as the dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudeva, Gopinatha, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another two persons, Srikanta and Vallabhasena, joined as responsive singers. In this group, the senior Haridas, Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. Lord Chaitanya formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnu Das, and Raghava were the responding singers. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudeva Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. The dancer was Vakreshwara Pandit. And there was another Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party which came from Shantipur, and this was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achyutananda, Advaita Acharya's son, was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. And yet there was another party formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place, and in that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on either side was another party, and yet another was at the rear. So altogether there were seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party two men were beating drums. Thus, altogether, 14 drums were being played at once, and the sound was tumultuous as all the devotees became mad. Like an assembly of clouds, all the Vaishnavas came together, and as the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. So when the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered throughout all seven groups, chanting the holy names, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, Lord Chaitanya shouted, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all of the seven Sankirtan groups. Everyone said, Oh, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, Mahaprabhu does not go anywhere else. Oh, Lord Chaitanya is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of Lord Chaitanya, for only the most confidential devotees, those in pure unalloyed devotional service, could understand what was happening. Lord Jagannath was thus very much pleased by the Sankirtan, and so Jagannath brought his Rathayatra car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Pratapa Rudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of Lord Chaitanya, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya were both aware of Lord Chaitanya's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For only a person who has received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is able to understand. Without Lord Chaitanya's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see King Prataparudra accepting the menial task of sweeping the street for Lord Jagannath. And because of this humility, King Prataparudra received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities of dancing in all seven parties simultaneously. Now, although the king had been refused an interview, Prataparudra was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And when the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy upon the king, they became astonished. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus performed his pastimes for some time in this way. Lord Chaitanya personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, Lord Chaitanya sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many, and this was being executed by Lord Chaitanya's internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes, but Lila Shakti, his internal potency, knowing the intentions of Lord Chaitanya, thus made all arrangements. Just as Lord Sri Krishna had formerly performed the rasa dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rathayatra car could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. And so in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation, inundating all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all of his devotees to dance in front of it. Recorded June 10, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Maham Bodesh Kire Kanaka Ruchire Nila Shikare Vasan Prasadanta Sahaja Bala Badrena Balina
Bhadra Madhyastha Sakala Sura Seva Vasarado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladev Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladev Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me
On the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace, atop the brilliant golden Nilachala hill, Lord Jagannath resides with his powerful brother Balabhadra and his sister Subhadra, who sits between them. May that Jagannath Swami, who bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls, be the object of my vision.